It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
It's all in the movies.
I've heard that.
Merle Haggard on 103.9, 98.5 The Pig. You know the song.
I know Merle. Merle the Pearl.
That's right.
So, Dr. Matt Young, man, what we have learned from this medical crisis, first off, you know, Texas, public health disaster declaration.
Absolutely.
First time since 1901.
Well, I thought you were going to say what we've learned from this health disaster is listen to the experts.
Listen to the experts.
Dr. Young is one of those experts, along with Dr. Newman that we had in at Texas A&M Texture Canada. But very latest, before we get into all the things that came out yesterday about the governors declaring what they declared and everything, very latest, as far as of today, am I correct in saying that as far as official cases, it's still the one in Bowie County as far as our immediate areas concerned?
As far as we know.
Okay.
Now, you know, we rely on the Texas Department of Health to also confirm that. And I tell you, you know, I mean, there's no conspiracy theory. Our hospitals work hard together. And I think now that the judge has declared it a disaster and an emergency, that the information should flow a lot more freely. I think the hospitals definitely want to protect the patient's identification.
Well, they have to.
Right. And HIPAA. But now that it is an emergency declaration, we can let that flow a lot better. And so if you're hearing this now, that's what we know, but that can change in minutes.
And it's changing constantly, really.
Because there are so many tests that are still out there, and we're waiting for confirmation. And when that comes out, we'll let you know. We're not trying to hide anything. Right. And what we have learned, I mean, the Texas Department of Health is overwhelmed. This is something that we've never seen before. This is a pandemic.
Do you think now that the tests are becoming more available, and so people that we already know some folks have it, but as these results come out, that's part of what's scaring the public so much.
Well, you look on the headlines today. I looked on the headlines. Like New York City cases doubled.
Right.
Well, it's because they've got tested, right?
We may have tripled the amount of people that we've tested. However, remember, this is Texas County, USA, and there are not a whole lot of tests that are coming here right now because they're trying to protect where their masses is. And I get that, where the masses are, and I get that. I understand that, okay? But what I want everyone to understand, that we're doing what we can from our Texarkana, USA. I mean, we've got a joint emergency operations center from both sides of the city, both sides of the county, both sides of the state. Our elected officials are working together. We're doing the best that we can. But also, we're trying to get the information out there. There is no deceptive hiding in practices.
No, I want to applaud the transparency here. And I mean, that. I think that was a big part of the joint operation, is because you're trying to make sure that the most accurate, real-time information is out there. So if you've got this agency releasing their information, that agency releasing theirs, that's where a lot of confusion comes in.
And doubling up on your information.
Right. And we do expect today, probably at 8 o'clock, that the amount of people that are diagnosed will double. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to happen. Tomorrow it's going to double again because more people are getting tested.
Now, and it's not like they're just catching it today.
Right.
You've had it.
Right. It potentially could have been here. But we've got to take it seriously.
Need to.
And when the governor say we need to do something, we need to do exactly what the governor says. You know, we need to support our local business. Let's go through drive-thrus and let's not patriate, not have more than 10 people together at a time.
You
said
that's what I ask you from a medical standpoint. Explain the social distancing and how it can cut down on the spread from a medical.
So we've got to take this seriously. We're working and doing everything we can. What we realized 2 weeks ago is different than right now. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, we thought it was not as bad as influenza, the regular flu.
Right.
Now we think that it is more contagious, maybe 10 times more contagious than the regular flu. So that's the distancing, the 6 foot apart, because our respiratory secretions, a sneeze, a cough, something as simple as that has the respiratory isolates that also passes the disease.
And there is potential this time of year. We talked earlier on that video that there's flu, RSV, strep. There's seasonal allergies because, I mean, the pollen's already coming down. You can see it in the rain. So, I mean, it's like the perfect storm for the symptoms. So it's going to be real easy to think you have it or to be concerned that you may have it with a little sinus drainage. What's the best way to go about I know you've been the Texas County Emergency Center, on a guess, not HIPAA violations, but on a guess, how many people?
So as far as the Texas Health Authority, we're just trying to take care of our citizens. And so the testing is not readily available here, you know, and our personal protective equipment for our first responders has taken a little while to get here. So what we're asking, if you're well and you think you've been exposed, your test is to stay at home for 15 days. If you've made it 15 days without any symptoms, that's your test. If you have mild symptoms that can be treated with over-the-counter medicine, excluding ibuprofen, that we think if those can be controlled at home and you have mild symptoms, your 14-day to 15-day self-quarantine is your test. Only those that are truly need to seek medical attention.
Stand by and let's. You can continue this. I know you're busy and we appreciate you being here, but one second. We'll be right back. Let me tell you about love. That's the judge.
What do you know?
Very, very little.
We got the medical expert.
Less
here
than I know about coronavirus.
Dr. Matt Young, Texas County Emergency Center, and of course the Joint Response Center for Texas County, Texas, Arkansas, Bowie, and Miller counties. When we had to take a break, you were in the middle of talking about if you're at home, and you got to the point where you said if you have a serious situation going on where your fever is spiking and you can't get it down, then you may have a problem. Then what do you do at that point?
Yeah, so absolutely. The key point of this, remember, business is not as usual. Medical care is not as usual. This is a pandemic. This is uncharted waters that we're in. And so what we're asking, if you're well, stay at home. If you think you've been exposed and you still have no symptoms and you're well, stay at home. We do not have enough testing just to test you to make sure you have it. And then if your symptoms are controlled with over-the-counter medicine.
You said like Tylenol.
Right, like Tylenol, minus ibuprofen, because we do think ibuprofen, which is an anti-inflammatory, decreases your immune response to COVID-19. And ibuprofen, Advil, something of that nature.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Let's hold off on that. NSAIDs, yes.
So, which would be ibuprofen. So that's Aleve.
Yes.
Aleve is ibuprofen.
So if you control your symptoms, do that and stay home. But if you are one of those that has...
If you have a fever, a cough that's not controlled with over-the-counter cough suppressants, and then if you have shortness of breath at rest or with exertion, that's when it's time to get seen. But what we would ask... Let the first responders know if you must reach out to 911.
I think I have it.
Tell the dispatchers.
If we take this approach that I think I have it and I don't want to give it to somebody else, that only lends to preventing spread.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
But we do not have enough personal protection equipment for everybody that we respond to.
I have touched
to go
my
out
face
there.
Less than 12 times since we've been in here.
With full personal protective equipment on. So we need that warning. And then if you're going to go to your doctor, your primary doctor, if you're going to go to the emergency department, if you're going to go to an urgent care, call them before you get there. Let them know. I mean, it's a matter of personal responsibility, but it's also a matter of protecting those who are going to be there to protect us.
I was going
to
say community responsibility, too.
The first responders, the police, the paramedics, whatever. People like you that have your emergency center, we have to keep you well,
right,
so that you can treat other people. We can't get you sick. You got to stay well. What at your business, actually, an emergency center? If somebody calls and said I need to come down or whatever, how are y'all handling
that? We practice universal precautions. I mean, we wash our hands. We make sure that we stay with that distance. We put on a protective mask. We put on protective gloves. We put on protective gown. We put on protective eyewear. We make sure that we're protecting ourselves because the next patient may have the same thing. And so we've got to make sure that we're there 2 days from now, 3 days from now, 4 days from now, when everybody else is quarantined.
Yeah.
And so that's what we ask. And also, those are our heroes. Those are the ones that when you call 911, who's going to respond?
They'll be there.
That's right.
They'll be there.
Our police, our fire, our first responders, our EMS, our EMTs, our paramedics. And so let them know. Just be aware. We're working together as a community. And let's show everybody how we can do this as a community.
Well, listen, we talked about something earlier this morning, just in passing. And so I've already got a text message about some retired nurses here in our area. I guess they got a group. They all get together. They're wanting to come back and volunteer. So
you think what that says? That's are good retired news. Retired nurses that realize that they could be possibly exposing themselves to something that is deadly.
But because the first line is, they're ready to step up in there and do that.
Absolutely,
that is community responsibility. That's you're a leader at that here.
Well, it just, you know, it goes to show you what kind of community we live in. And also, I mean, people don't understand it, but there's all kind of these local eateries or food stations that are donating and giving to our first responders. I mean, we can't appreciate that enough. It's not good for the waistline, but we've all got to eat. And so they're donating. They're donating to our first responders, our EOC, and to make sure that we're taken care of. Because, you know, many times we have meetings until 2 o'clock, and then we look around, nobody's eating lunch.
I want our community to understand, though, that a lot of those restaurants that are doing that, these businesses that are doing that, mm-hmm. are struggling right now. So,
I mean,
they still got carry out to go, curbside, that kind of thing. And a lot of folks offering delivery. So
you're not going to be exposed with carry out or delivery if we do it right.
Right.
And so we've got to make sure, and the judges have been very, very understanding mm-hmm. to make sure that we do not harm our businesses. But now that it's almost like, in a sense, mandatory, we've got to do what we've got to do. We've got to make the community safe. And yes, 10 days ago, if we told you you could not have 10 people in the same area, yeah. or people, you know,
and I want to address that. Can you,
absolutely. We'll take that on after the break.
makes me feel important. He'll hang out with us because he's big shot.
Yeah, you're in charge.
I listen to.
I take orders from a lot of people.
Yeah, well, your advice is the advice I follow. Just by the way, on the right, left hand this time, George Jones makes it classic country.
Yeah, he does.
On mypigradio.com and. Dr. Matt Young with us. The panic that's been going around. It seems like in some instances, it's just gone a little overboard.
Well, all the toilet paper and water and all that last week, especially last week was when it was in full gear, that everybody was going out with cartloads full that, you know, you get some, but don't take it all, right?
Right. Well, and we totally agree. It's the lack of information, really, that what causes panic. And that's why we're here talking right now.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is tell people how to protect yourself. And so, you know, we have now, this is spring break for many, many children or kids. And what we're asking, be responsible, you know. Let them do something with a group of two or three. We don't need 10, 20, 30 people getting together. We don't need people coming over for slumber parties or having cookouts. Right. Let's be responsible, because it can still be passed among mm-hmm. our children, our young adults. And yes, I understand that there's not a lot for them to do, but you know what? You can stay at home. You can get to know your mom or your dad. You can also clean out your closet.
Do you know, clean out your garage? Think about this, Doc. How many 11-year-old kids out there ain't ever even heard of Monopoly?
Right. That's right.
When you think about
Monopoly, spades, cards, 21 blackjack, spoons. We're talking about simple games that don't require any money.
I was telling him yesterday, and that's why he brought Monopoly up. I said, this is a perfect time to play Monopoly, because usually sometimes it lasts so long you never have enough time. We've got plenty of time to play a game of Monopoly.
Our age, when we were kids on a snowy day or whatever, or rainy day, we'd play Monopoly.
Yeah.
And now you get together with your kids and you're like, hey, what is that? Where do you plug it in?
Well, the younger generation, they're experts at the, whatever you call it, the live FaceTime or whatever. So they're used to doing that.
Well, and what we would ask, if you are going to be live on FaceTime, let us give you the information.
Mm-hmm.
Put this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Put this on, you know, FaceTime. Let us be able to be the authorities that we are. Well, control your social settings. No more than 10 people in an environment. If you don't need to get out, don't get out, even if you're well. Go to the takeout places for our areas.
Does it anger you, though, or frustrate mm-hmm. you, You know, we see these kids going to the beach for
but
spring
that's down
break.
In Florida. We don't have a beach here.
Still, never the mess. The mindset of that age, I think, because with the oh gosh, I hate social media. You know, you've got your conspiracy theorist, and we talked earlier about how transparent and really are. But with all of that going on, they're like, "Well, you can't tell me what to do." It's nobody's trying to tell anybody what to do or take away any kind of freedoms. It's not a political anything.
Right. No, that's
it's
exactly
a matter
right.
Of not, you know, if you don't care about your health, that's fine. But I don't want you killing my mama.
Right.
Because you wanted to go to the bar.
Why? It's a social responsibility. And we were all 16, 17, 18, 19. And I mean, you
30,
know,
30. Yeah.
Right. Some, you know, but you feel invincible.
Right.
But the point of this is something we've never seen before. And we're asking you for a social responsibility. And yes, just because you don't have it doesn't mean you're not a carrier. You could not potentially give it to your 86-year-old grandmother or mother that could potentially be her death. So let's be responsible. Let's do the right thing. And we understand. I mean, I get it. They're on spring break. It's a different spring break. It's different business as usual. It's different medicine as usual.
Right? Well, that's happening down in Florida. But I really think that for the most, and there's always going to be some, like there's some adults that don't listen. There's always going to be some teens in the early 20s that don't listen. But I think for the most part, they're getting it around here. My kids sit there and go, "You really need to be out on the street. You're about of the age group, that risk factor." So they're listening. They know. And I hadn't been sitting, going home and telling them everything. They're getting on there and finding out.
They're right, themselves. JW. You are getting older. Is he not getting older? Doesn't he look older in just the last 6 months?
I tell them, well, I kind of got this job that I'm supposed to get up there and inform people or whatever. But they get it, I think.
Hey, the FCC says you're essential. Well, so you let your kids know that.
Actually, you are essential. We've got to get the education. And that's what I think about these young women, young men, and adults that are college age. We've got to get the education. And I think we've done a great job. And I think our community has been responsible. We're just asking them to now be more responsible. Mm-hmm. And let's curtail this virus. Let's stay home. Let's not get together. Let's not have social gatherings greater than 10 people. Our community is working together. Let's be a model community to show people how we can handle it.
I know there's may not be an answer to this question, but say in a couple of weeks or whatever, what are y'all going to be looking for to see?
Let's say
one more break.
Because I mean, we want to get the real information out there. There is so much misinformation, disinformation. Dr. Facebook don't know.
Well, Dr. Facebook.
But Dr. Matt Young.
Dr. Facebook can get you worried.
Our county authorities, our local authorities have got a real good handle on this. So we're going to cover it. I want everybody to know what's going on. The more we know, right? Is it NBC
Absolutely.
That says that? The more you know, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, more information.
With the rainbow?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Statler brothers? And
they got
Statler
old.
Statler brothers, whatever. You would know.
Well, they're older than I am.
So, no, but that's along the lines. Yeah. You know, what is it going to look like? Happened to? And what's it going to look like after?
But we got Dr. Matt Young, and when we had to go to break, I was about to ask him a question. In a couple of weeks' time, and they seem to be 15-day, 14-day, something, what are you guys going to be looking for? And I know that we're going through and we're getting more people tested, so it's going to show more people got it. But what are y'all going to be looking forward to tell that this is working, that we're going past the zenith of the crisis? What are y'all going to be looking for?
Absolutely. So we will know that there will be more cases because there are more people that are tested. That's totally expected. What we're looking for is a flattening of the curve. And when I say that, a decrease in the amount of people that are testing positive. Did our social distancing, did our stay-at-home quarantine work? And that's what we're looking at. And it appears that it has worked in China. Uh-huh. Okay, so our model is off of China. And so we're trying to follow that. So that's what we're looking for. And again, if it lasts longer than that, we'll have to do what we have to do. I mean, you know, what we're talking about is a pandemic, something we've never seen before.
Am I correct in discovery of the fact that the NSAIDs may aggravate it? Is it from the Italian model?
You know, most of the time when we say if you have a fever, treat it with Tylenol or acetaminophen / ibuprofen, Advil, Aleve. However, unfortunately, those that took ibuprofen, Aleve, or Advil had a greater susceptibility to getting a more serious case of COVID-19. Okay. So what we think is that that anti-inflammatory decreased the immune system with a perfect kind of storm to make the body not be able to respond to COVID-19.
So acetaminophen is the way to go.
Absolutely.
Tylenol.
Which is, Tylenol, yeah. And then also, you know, fortunately, our pediatric population, somebody younger than 18, has not been as affected mm-hmm. as our adult population. So hopefully we can research and think and try to get why our pediatric population has not been as susceptible. And part of the idea of social isolation is to give us time. Let us try to come up with either a treatment, number one, or a vaccination that gives us time.
All right. And so what? Before we get out of here, though, let's. What do we want? Just
so what I want
open floor.
What I want people to know is, let's decrease the hysteria. We're trying to do is make sure that we take care of our citizens, our community, my friends, my family, which I consider the community.
Well, we've got to take care of you.
Right. And then also make sure that you listen to the education, stay educated, stay vigilant, and stay tuned because it's ever-changing.
And what's your sources?
Well, the CDC.
Yeah, not Dr. Facebook.
No,
right?
I don't mean what are your sources. Yeah. I meant watch your sources.
Right. CDC, Texas Department of Health, Arkansas
Heck,
Department
even old,
of Health.
Even old Jim Baker was hawking silver on TV.
And the website that y'all are talking about, the coronatxk.org to get information, because y'all are getting it from.
Right, and there's a emergency operations center set up for joint states, joint communities, joint cities, you know, joint counties, and we're working together.
I don't mean to make light of it, but you're talking about how this is a new thing, and it you know, we don't want to say it is what it is. It is what we make of this. But with it being a new thing, that's I'm not making fun.
Well, go ahead, spit it out.
I just thought, gosh, it's you know, the new things that we're having to address. We're wanting to have a press conference to address all of this, to be completely open, but gosh, we don't want to gather in a group more than 10.
How are we going to handle that, he said.
So as we have a conference and a joint press conference, we're limiting to 10 people.
Yeah.
We're asking them to be 6 feet apart. Mm. And so trying to do the responsible thing, but we've got to get the education out there. Education is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's being deceptive. Yep. Nobody's trying to hide anything. Right. We are working together with all our local healthcare facilities, and we're so very blessed to have great providers.
Right. That's the word.
And now open communication after the judges have declared it a disaster, an emergency declaration. We now know that, you know, protecting the patient is understandable. That's what we've tried to do. But now we're trying to protect the public.
That's right.
And so some of that HIPAA and the HIPAA laws have been loosened a little bit for us to protect the public.
I caught a beating the other day because the wife of a gentleman went online to say. And they were talking about, you can't do that. You can't. It's her husband, first off. She can do what she wants. But she was taking a step because she wanted people to know that if you've been in contact with him, we're not going to say anything.
Well, but that's absolutely right.
She took the responsibility to put that out there in her mind.
And we appreciate that here's the thing is the Texas Department of Health is overwhelmed.
Right.
And so if we're going to rely on the Texas Department of Health to do the investigation, we're in trouble. And so fortunately, our judges on both sides understand it. Our emergency management professionals on both sides of our line understand it. And we are the ones doing the investigation. We're the ones making those calls. Who did you come in contact? Did you go to eat at a restaurant? So we are taking that as our responsibility, and that's what I want the citizens to know. We're doing everything we can to protect our community.
Right. Can we come back for one quick short break and then let him go?
I think it's important, though, to get the, you know, everybody's scared.
Yes. And that's fear. And this, it leads to
right. This ain't the kind of thing that we can just talk about in 5 minutes and be done.
Well, I can talk to you guys about almost anything. Almost.
Well,
I'm
like
crazy.
Alabama. Take
okay
me down.
Doctor. I'm an okay doctor.
You're an okay
no,
doctor.
You are an excellent doctor, and we appreciate you. We're talking to Dr. Matt Young here at the, it's mypigradio.com.
Well, here's what I mainly wanted him to stay over because we were running out of time there. We had to go to a break. But I just want to, from our standpoint, from the media, obviously, we appreciate what you and the Joint Operations Center is doing and keeping us up to date and having these press conferences. I love them because it keeps us informed so we can keep everybody else out there informed. But thank you because you're a business owner. I mean, Texarkana Emergency Center is your baby. It's your job. You own it. But you're all involved in this and helping out and taking your time to be involved. And
this man's been doing Boy Scouts.
I know.
Been doing local sports. Yeah, gosh, what is he not in?
We want to say thank you to you.
Does your wife make you do all that stuff, or do you want to?
Well, I appreciate my wife more than y'all ever know, and she is
Miss Cindy.
The reason I'm here, because, I mean, you know, I'm not as good as I am without her.
Well, so, sure.
But the point of it is
she's
we're
a
here.
Big part of
it. Oh, absolutely. We're here to help our fellow men, fellow women, for our citizens, you know, and when you have the expertise and can be able to give that to our community, that's our job. And in my mind, that's the way I was raised. And so that's what we're here to give back. And let me tell you, when I walk in that Joint Operations Center, I see so many great men and women who are sacrificing their time, many of them not getting paid or going above and beyond their pay grade. You know, I see worry on their face. And we've got to tackle this together. But, you know, together we can do this. And the same thing we're trying to tell our citizens. Together we can do this. Let's follow what we're told. I mean, these orders are not terrible. Let's continue to give back to our community for those drive-thrus that are open. Go through those drive-thrus.
Absolutely.
You know,
curbside.
Right. And make sure that we do what we can. But let's stop the spread of this disease and make sure we're doing what we're told. And we cannot rely on anybody else. We got to rely on each other. And Texarkana, USA, this four states area can do it. I know they can.
I know they can.
It's kind of the Boy Scout model there. Be a good citizen.
Be prepared.
And be prepared.
Model of the Boy Scouts. Yeah. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. That's right. Be clean and thrifty, too. Wash your hands.
Well, I always do.
And I did. I just caught on a few minutes ago because I'm sitting here thinking, you say something, and I'm like, because I got these whiskers growing now.
Well, I'm careful not to touch my eyes.
I've touched my face a dozen.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's what I'm talking.
But what we've got to realize that our life has changed.
Uh-huh.
Our lifestyle has changed. Business has changed. Medicine has changed. But you know what? We can adapt to it. We can overcome. We're a community that helps each other, and we can cross that state line. We can cross the city lines. We can cross the county lines, and we're going to take care of each other.
Thank goodness. And that's one of the biggest reasons for these declarations of emergency is so we can do that, and it makes it easier to get rid of that red tape.
Work with our hospitals and not make it cumbersome or uncomfortable about sharing information.
Right. From
all that they are trying to do is protect their patients.
Sure.
And I appreciate that.
Having been in this industry through many natural disasters and 9/11 and so much more, I just, from the outside looking in, you guys have a great operation going on. Keep up the great work, and if there's anything that we can do, if I can send JW somewhere.
I'll be there at 3 o'clock at the press conference.
If there's food, and I mean it could be just, you know, Tic Tacs, and he'll show up.
The only thing I would say is for those out there to please, please respect your first responders. When you call 911, they're the ones that are going to respond. And yes, it's their job and it's duty, but they go above and beyond their job and duty. And they're risking their life
every day.
Firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, and then, of course, our EMTs and paramedics and then first responders.
And over the next weeks, they are going to be putting
in
a lot
of time. They're not going to stop.
They are going to be putting in a lot of time, a lot of effort.
Our ER docs, our ER providers, our ER nurses, they're on the front line.
They're going to be stressed to the max.
And be patient. Mm-hmm. Be patient with the first responders. Be patient with the people that are giving us the information. This, like you said, this is uncharted territory. This is brand new. Mm-hmm. We've never had something like this from a medical standpoint. And so all the answers aren't immediately available. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll give the answers when you know the
answers.
In fact, last time for the state of Texas, last time was 1901. And, you know, I mean, they still didn't really have cars even then. So, I mean,
well,
this is all new.
I think you're
doing an awesome job.
Well, thank you. But, you know, the state is doing everything they can help. But realize that we still do not have the appropriate amount of testing. Mm-hmm. We still do not have the appropriate amount of personal protective equipment. But, you know, we're going to do the best we can. We're going to take care of our citizens, our Office of Emergency Management, our judges, our county officials, our local officials, the mayors. We're working together to make sure our citizens are safe, and we're going to survive this. We absolutely survived a lot, yeah, and absolutely we're going to survive this.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come by here, because I know you got a teleconference to go to, but we'll see you at 3 o'clock. And, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
I may leave pretty soon, too, because I'm going to go down here and get me some Tylenol before they do the run on the Tylenol.
That's already out.
The doc said, get Tylenol.
I already bought it out.
Oh, you already got
it?
Okay.
I got it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Well, you can come Texarkana Emergency Center.
Get your Tylenol.
Yeah. Well, if you need some, call me.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.